Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Brother Stair. Very soberly and very seriously have I come to the radio microphone on this day, Wednesday, October the 15th. I've been praying, wrestling, tossing, turning all night long in the realm of the Holy Spirit. I've had the word of Almighty Yahweh make it very clear to me. It's time for me to pack up my stuff and get out in your sight. This generation, this world, this house of God is so rebellious. And I am not going to be rebellious. I will obey God. Today is the beginning of the end of this mess, this contradiction, confusion. And God is going to be God, or I am not going to be at all. It's just that simple. You will find out the steps that will be taken here before this day is over. The beginning of the end. I preached it for years and years. The end of all flesh has come up before God. The end. And that's the time now. My flesh, your flesh, anything in the flesh. It's all ending. And today, it will be magnified even more. The end of this ministry. The end of the voice talking. The end of God warning. A rebellious house. The end of money. The end of mammon. The end of your lust. The end of our flesh. That's all to it. I have dealt with it, fought with it, wrestled with it. And at this point in time, it's the end. So I just say to all of you who is listening today, I don't know when you will hear my voice again. I will do my best to make sure that those who have refused to hear and those who have turned to walk in their own way, you now have your own way. Fill up your cup, fill up your iniquity. All I could hear was throughout the night, give them the sop. Just give it to them. Let these Judases, the betrayers, the deniers, these mockers, just give it to them. Just get it to them. Let them hang themselves, because that's what they're going to do. So all I say to all of you today, maybe you're not sober. Maybe you're going to mock again, which most people do, but it's okay. It's all right. The beginning of the end of all things, your end, my end, the end of this ministry, the end of this radio broadcast, the end of this world, the end of money, seeking after money, seeking after the things of this life. I've said it for years and years. When the time comes, I can walk away from these things. God gives me the courage, the anger, whatever it takes. You mock me. You mock the man of God. You mock me in your disobedience. You challenge, you call me names, you reject the message that God has sent to you. Well, now you can have it. You can have your end. I send unto you prophets, saith the Lord. If you don't hear them, neither would you hear though one rose from the dead. God has done that with me. He brought me back from the dead several times as resurrection power. When all you folk thought that I should be destroyed. Well, the time for destruction has now come. Either restoration or destruction. That's all to it. It cannot continue on this temporary again, as the song says. This is it. So I just want to inform you that you listen to the broadcast as much as you can. You'll see a dramatic move by the Holy Spirit to bring all things to an end. And that is the truth. Our phone number here, if you'd like to call, and I could care less whether you do or don't. I've called, God said, and you didn't answer. I've reached out, and many of you refused to respond. They won't repent. He brought that across my mind so drastically. They repented at the preaching of Jonah. But this generation, in their rebellion, their sorcery, yeah, that's what you're doing. You're practicing witchcraft. You're full of hell, many of you. Your sorcery. your thefts, trying to steal God's money, God's glory, trying to and lie on them. You're just full of it. And God said, it's enough. It's enough. So you can respond or not. It makes no difference. God's going to climax this, end it, destroy all flesh, send the rebellious to hell. You folk haven't heard a word I said over the years because you received not the love of the truth, because you won't receive a love for the prophet, for the man of God, for your husband, for your brother, because you reject the love of God. Then God says, I'll send them a strong delusion. You believe you're saved. You believe you're the elect. You believe you're doing right, and you're being damned. Believe that lie. You don't walk in righteousness. You don't walk in obedience. You don't walk in submission. You don't yield to God. You are damned. You are a liar, and you will go to hell, and that's all there is to it. If you want to call, you may do that. The phone number is 1-843-538-6689. 1-843-538-6689. Again, this is Brother Stair, early morning, talking. We'll talk to you out today with this little excerpt, and that'll probably be the end of it. Until then, the end has come, the end of all things, the end of your own lust, the end of your own way. God's going to end it. He's going to get rid of man. That's what he's going to do. You continue to live like a man, live like a woman of this world, pleasing your flesh, you're done. You're hanging yourself. He that seeks to save his own life shall lose it, and lose it you are, and lose it you will. I will seek that which is above. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. The phone number to call is 1-843-538-6689. And it could be the last time you get a chance to call. But you're sleeping. You're laying there in your bed. You're nonchalant listening. Sleep on. Sleep on now, says the Lord. The time has come. I am a servant of God. He picks me up. He puts me down. He shames me. He embarrasses me. And at times, he's honored me. Today, he does what he wants to do, and there's nothing I can do about it. Be damned, world. Be lost, man, woman. Here's your stop. Fill up your cup, you Judases, you betrayers, you deniers. Fill up your cup. The Lord, he is God.